Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani Mem Rabbi Ram Golder. And today we're Zechus Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Beis, the ninth parak, Misha Meis. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Sheshe says that an Uber can acquire property and quotes a Brisa as a source. Ger Shemes Ubizbazu Yisrael Nechosov. If a convert died and Jews acquired his possessions and they heard he has a son or a pregnant wife, they're obligated to return the property since it was not Hefker. If they returned it and heard that the son died or his wife miscarried, Hechzik Mishnia Kana, then the one who acquired the second time after the child's death acquires, but the first kinyan is ineffective. But if an Uber does not acquire, then their first acquisition while he was viable should have been effective. Abai answers Yerusha Bama Eleo Shani. Inheritance, which comes automatically, is different and is acquired even by an Uber, but one cannot transfer property to an Uber. Rava answers that in the Bryce's case, the Ger's possessions were weak in their hands. Because they were uncertain if the Ger had a child, they lacked the full confidence required for their kinyan to be effective. A nafka mina between these answers is if the kinyan was made after hearing his child had died, but the child actually died afterwards. Point number two, Rav Sheshe's was challenged from Mishnah. Tinok ben yom echad nochel umanchil. A one-day-old baby inherits and bequeaths, which implies that an Uber does not inherit and certainly cannot acquire gifts. After the Gemara explains how Rav Sheshe's interpreted the Mishnah, it quotes two versions of how Rav explained it. Number one, the Mishnah means that a baby is memaid bechelk bechora. He reduces the firstborn's extra share because the brothers inherit from him, not the father. This does not apply to an Uber because the pasuk says v'yaldelo and they bear to him, requiring that the child was born during the father's lifetime. Alternatively, number two, the Mishnah refers to a bechor's inheriting his double portion if another child is born after him, teaching bechor shenoed lacher mitzvah aviv eino notel bishnayim. A bechor who is born after his father's death does not take a double portion because the pasuk says yakir, he shall recognize, which excludes a bechor born after the father's death. The halacha follows both versions of Rava's interpretation. And point number three, a man told his wife, my possessions are given to the future children I have from you. His older son from another wife protested that nothing would be left for him, and the father responded, Zil kanik achad mebra, go acquire a share like one of the sons I'll have for my second wife. The gift to the future children is not affected because they didn't exist then, and although Rabbi Yochanan concluded that one can gift his own Uber, this man's wife was not yet pregnant. Amoraim debate if the older child acquired a share through the father's gift in addition to his inheritance together with the future sons. Some say Eschul Kotali B'mak B'naya. The child has a share in the gift given together with the future sons, although they do not. Rehavo and others say he does not. Rehavo explained, Il Amrle Kneka Chamor Mikane. If he told the son, acquire like the donkey acquires, would he acquire anything? Since a donkey cannot acquire, one who acquires like it acquires nothing. Here too, since the future children cannot acquire, this son does not either. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Sheshe says that an Uber can acquire property and quotes a Braisa as his source. Ger Shemes Ubizbazu Yisrael Nechosov. If a convert died and Jews acquired his possessions and they heard he has a son or a pregnant wife, they're obligated to return the property since it was not Hefker. If they returned it and heard that the son died or his wife miscarried, Hechzik Mishnia Kana, then the one who acquired the second time after the child's death acquires, but the first kinyan is ineffective. But if an Uber does not acquire, then their first acquisition while he was viable should have been effective. Abai answers Yerusha Bama Eleo Shani. Inheritance, which comes automatically, is different and is acquired even by an Uber, but one cannot transfer property to an Uber. Rava answers that in the Bryce's case, the Ger's possessions were weak in their hands. Because they were uncertain if the Ger had a child, they lacked the full confidence required for their kinyan to be effective. A nafka mina between these answers is if the kinyan was made after hearing his child had died, but the child actually died afterwards. Point number two, Rav Sheshe's was challenged from Mishnah. Tinok ben yom echad nochel umanchil. A one-day-old baby inherits and bequeaths, which implies that an Uber does not inherit and certainly cannot acquire gifts. After the Gemara explains how Rav Sheshe's interpreted the Mishnah, it quotes two versions of how Rav explained it. Number one, the Mishnah means that a baby is memaid bechelk bechora. He reduces the firstborn's extra share because the brothers inherit from him, not the father. This does not apply to an Uber because the pasuk says v'yaldelo and they bear to him, requiring that the child was born during the father's lifetime. Alternatively, number two, the Mishnah refers to a bechor's inheriting his double portion if another child is born after him, teaching bechor shenoed lacher mitzvah aviv eino notel bishnayim. A bechor who is born after his father's death does not take a double portion because the pasuk says yakir, he shall recognize, which excludes a bechor born after the father's death. The halacha follows both versions of Rava's interpretation. And point number three, a man told his wife, "My possessions are given to the future children I have from you." His older son from another wife protested that nothing would be left for him, and the father responded, "Zil kanik achad mibra, go acquire a share like one of the sons I'll have for my second wife." The gift to the future children is not affected because they didn't exist then, and although Rabbi Yochanan concluded that one can gift his own Uber, this man's wife was not yet pregnant. Amoraim debate if the older child acquired a share through the father's gift in addition to his inheritance together with the future sons. Some say Eschul Kotali B'mak B'naya. The child has a share in the gift given together with the future sons, although they do not. Rabbi Avoh and others say he does not. Rabbi Avoh explained, Ila Amrei Kne Kachamar Mikane. If he told the son, acquire like the donkey acquires, would he acquire anything? Since a donkey cannot acquire, one who acquires like it acquires nothing. Here too, since the future children cannot acquire, this son does not either. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Mem Beis, and our standard siman is a comb. A comb. So here goes. The man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection when he heard the ger's wife was pregnant, who subsequently miscarried, informed the woman that a bechor born after the father's death does not take pishnaim. While his son from his first marriage looked all dejected after being told by his father, go acquire a share like one of the sons I'll have for my second wife. Once again, slow motion. The man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection, comb, that must be on Daf Kuf Mem Beis. The man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection when he heard the ger's wife was pregnant, who subsequently miscarried, which reminds us, Rav Sheshet says that an uber can acquire property and quotes a brisa as his source. Ger shemes ubizbuz v'yisrael nechosov. If a convert died and Jews acquired his possessions, and they heard he has a son or a pregnant wife, they're obligated to return the property since it was in hefker. If they returned it and heard that the son died, or his wife miscarried, then the one who acquired the second time after the child's death acquires, but the first kinyan is ineffective. So the man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection when he heard the ger's wife was pregnant, who subsequently miscarried, informed the woman that a bechor born after the father's death does not take pishnaim, which reminds us, Rav Sheshet was challenged from a Mishnah, Tinok ben yom echad, nochel umanchil, a one-day-old baby inherits and bequeaths, which implies that an uber does not inherit, and certainly cannot acquire gifts. After the Gemara explains how Rav Sheshet interpreted the Mishnah, it quotes two versions of how Rav explained it, the first one being that the Mishnah means that a baby is mamayit bechelk bechor. He reduces the firstborn's extra share because the brothers inherit from him, not the father. This does not apply to an uber because the pasuk says v'yaldelo, and they bear to him, requiring that the child was born during the father's lifetime. So the man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection when he heard the ger's wife was pregnant, who subsequently miscarried, informed the woman that a bechor born after the father's death does not take pishnaim. While his son from his first marriage looked all dejected after being told by his father, go acquire a share like one of the sons I'll have for my second wife, which reminds us, a man told his wife, my possessions are given to the future children I have from you. His older son from another wife protested that nothing would be left for him, and the father responded, go acquire a share like one of the sons I'll have for my second wife. The gift to the future children is not effective because they didn't exist then, and although Rabbi Yochanan concluded that one can gift his own uber, this man's wife was not yet pregnant. So once again, the man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection when he heard the ger's wife was pregnant, who subsequently miscarried, informed the woman that a bechor born after the father's death does not take pishnaim. While his son from his first marriage looked all dejected after being told by his father, go acquire a share like one of the sons I'll have for my second wife. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Lamed Ches is based on Kelach, a stock, and we use a Maror stock. So here goes. After the Maror farmer wrote all of his assets, including his horseradish stocks, that must be run Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, Maror stocks. After the Maror farmer wrote all of his assets, including his horseradish stocks, to a friend, who was quiet at first and then protested that he didn't want them, which reminds us, it was taught in Brisa that if one writes all his assets to someone, which included slaves, and the recipient said, I don't want them, the Tanakhama says that if the second master is a Kohen, the slaves may eat truma because the gift took effect. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says his protest voids the gift, and the first owner's heirs inherit the slaves. They argue, Shazikolo al yadei acher, where he transferred it to him through another person who acquired it on the recipient's behalf, and the recipient was initially silent and later protested. The Tanakhama holds that his initial silence proves he wanted it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, Hochiach sofal tchilaso. His eventual protest proves the intent of his initial silence. He never wanted it and was initially silent because he reasoned, as long as they did not reach my hand, why should I protest? So after the Maror farmer wrote all of his assets, including his horseradish stocks, to a friend who was quiet at first and then protested that he didn't want them, he brought a dish of Maror stocks to his dying father who was giving instructions to give 200 zuz to Reuven, and after him 300 to Shimon, and after him 400 to Levi. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when the order in a Shchimira's gift indicates the recipients acquire sequentially. If he said, give 200 zuz to Ploni, and after him 300 to Ploni, and after him 400 to Ploni, then we do say, kol kodem shar zocha, whoever comes early in the shtar acquires earlier, because this expression indicates that he wants the gifts to be conveyed sequentially. Therefore, if someone produces a shtar that the Shchimira owed him money, gova mina acharon, he collects the entire amount from the last recipient. If his gift is not enough to cover the debt, gova mishalafanav, he collects the remainder from the recipient before him, and so on. So after the Maror farmer wrote all of his assets, including his horse rider stocks, to a friend who was quiet at first and then protested that he didn't want them, he brought a dish of Maror stocks to his dying father, who was giving instructions to give 200 zuz to Reuven, and after him 300 to Shimon, and after him 400 to Levi, while Adim were writing down his father's claim that Ploni owed him money, even though they didn't know if it was true, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that if a Shchemira said, Ploni owes me a mana, Rabbi Meir says that Edim Kosim Afopisha ain't makirim. The Edim may record the claim even though they do not recognize whether the claim is true. Therefore, when his heir presents this document to collect the debt, Tzarkel Haviraya, he must bring proof to the claim since it was not initially investigated. The Chachamim say the Edim cannot record the claim before determining that it's true. Therefore, this document is sufficient proof for the claim. The Gemara teaches in the Machlokas is based on the question whether there's a concern of based in towing, based in erring to allow collection with a document without further proof. Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Lamed Tes is a blood clot. So here goes. The cardiologist told the man with a blood clot, blood clot. That must be more than Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. The cardiologist told the man with a blood clot who just made a wedding that if he doesn't take care of himself, the younger son would have to make their wedding from his estate, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hiniach banim gadoim ukatanim. If the father left older and younger sons, the older sons are not supported with clothing from the undivided estate, and the younger sons are not fed from the estate, since either would disproportionately deplete the estate. Instead, they divide it equally. If the older sons married and funded the expenses from the estate, the younger ones may also marry using money from the estate. If the younger sons say, we'll marry the same way you married, we don't listen to them. Rather, whatever the father gave the older son to marry, he gave, and the younger sons are not entitled to receive the same. The Gemara clarifies that this latter case was when the older brothers received the monies when the father was still alive, and therefore the monies were considered a gift. So the cardiologist told the man with a blood clot who just made a wedding that if he doesn't take care of himself, his younger sons would have to make their wedding from his estate, while the newlywed would be fine because he's a yorish and a lokeach in his wife's possessions, which reminds us, Rava was asked, if a woman borrowed money without a shtar and used it, and she got married, so her husband took possession of her assets, ba lokeach have a yorish have, is a husband considered a buyer or an heir of these assets? A milval pet, an oral loan, cannot be collected from those who purchase property from the borrower, but it is collected from an heir. Rav Ashi concludes that the rabbis treat the husband as either a yorish or a lokeach, v'heked detavale avdele, and whichever was better for him, they considered him. So the cardiologist told the man with a blood clot who just made a wedding that if he doesn't take care of himself, his younger sons would have to make their wedding from his estate, while the newlywed would be fine because he's a yorish and a lokeach in his wife's possessions, told his father that the other boys would end up begging for food while they support their sisters, which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, Misha meis v'niach banim ubanos. If one died and left behind sons and daughters, bezman shenachasim urubim, where the property is abundant, the sons inherited and the daughters are supported from it. Nachasim u'atim, but if the property is inadequate, the daughters are supported and the sons go begging at the doors. Admon objects, because I'm a male, I lose. Rather, they're supported together until the estate runs out. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agrees with Admon. Daf kuf mem. So the simmer daf kuf mem is a camera. So here goes. The photographer who uses camera, that must be more daf kuf mem. The photographer who uses camera to catch a shot of sons jumping for joy when their assets increase in value while their sisters look sad, which reminds us, Gemara says, Pshitim Rubin Vinismatu. It's obvious that if there were initially many assets and they became inadequate because food increased in price or the assets lost value, the heirs already acquired their share in the estate and the daughters cannot collect support from it. The Gemara asks, Mu'atim Nisrabu Mai, if there were initially inadequate assets and they increase in value, what is the halacha? Bershus Yorshin Kaimi? Do we say the assets stand in the possession of the heirs, meaning the sons, until the daughters actually collect their support? Hilchach Bershus Yorshin Shabuach, therefore they improved in value in the heirs' possession, and the daughters cannot collect from the additional value. Or perhaps the heirs are removed from the properties earmarked for the daughter's support and do not own the increased value. The Gemara concludes they remain in the heirs' possession. So the photographer who uses camera to catch a shot of sons jumping for joy when their assets increase in value while their sisters look sad, was able to capture the almana who reduced the property's value. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Avo, does an almana reduce the property's value? Meaning, is his almana's right to support subtracted from the property's value in determining whether there are nechas merubin? Or do we say, since if she would marry, she has no more claim to support, it's not calculated into the estate's value since it's not fixed? The Gemara continues with additional questions that are left unresolved. So the photographer uses his camera to catch a shot of sons jumping for joy when their assets increase in value while their sisters look sad, was able to capture the almana who reduced the property's value, trying to comfort her child, the tumtum, who got pushed away by his brothers and sisters, which reminds us that tumtum can be pushed away by sons from their rights and by daughters from their rights for support. Daf Kuf Memov. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Memov is a first place winner because Kama in Aramaic is first, like Tanakama. So here goes. The husband running a first place in the family contest, first place contest, that must be more on Duff Kuf Memov, first place winner. The husband running a first place in the family contest, who promised $100 of prize money to his future firstborn child if it's a boy, and $200 if it's a girl. Which reminds us, the previous mission discussed one who says he'll give his future child 100 zuz if it's a boy and 200 if it's a girl. This implies that bas adifalema ben, that a daughter is preferable to him over a son, which is why he would give more to a daughter. And the Gemara asks that Rabbi Yochanan said that whoever does not leave behind a son to inherit him, Hashem is malei lav evra, filled with anger against him. The Gemara answers, le'inyan yerusha ben adifle, regarding inheritance, the son is preferred by him because the estate remains with his family. Le'inyan harvalcha bito adifle, regarding generous provision, a daughter is preferred by him, meaning one is likely to give more generously to his daughters who cannot provide for themselves as easily. So the husband running a first place in the family contest, who promised $100 of prize money to his future firstborn child, if it's a boy, and $200 if it's a girl, hoped that it would be a girl since bas tchila siman yafa labanim, which reminds us, in the Gemara's second answer, Shmuel said our Mishnah is discussing a mevakeres, a woman giving birth for the first time. Here a father prefers that the child should be a girl because Rav Chisda said bas tchila siman yafa labanim, a daughter first is a good sign for sons. This is explained in two ways. Some say because she raises her younger brothers, and some say doshata ba'in abisha, because the evil eye will not have power over him since he did not have a son first. So the husband running a first place in the family contest, who promised $100 of prize money to his future firstborn child if it's a boy, and $200 if it's a girl, hoped that it would be a girl since bas tchila simin yafa labanim, and patiently waited to give the money after birth since hamazakul uber lokana, which reminds us, a man once gifted his property to the future child of his pregnant wife. Rav Huna ruled that this is a case of transferring possessions to a fetus, hamazakul uber lokana, and one who transfers possessions to a fetus, the fetus does not acquire them. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss writing Mahayom Lachar Misan Ashtar, and the way when Rabbi Yossi holds Zmano Shol Shtar Mochiach Halav, that's on Daf? Kuf Lamed Vav. Good number two, which stuff do we learn that the laws of a Bechor do not apply to an Uber, that's on Daf? Kuf Mem Beis. Good number three, which stuff do we learn the sugya of protesting against receiving a gift, and the case of the person who was initially silent and then protested, that's on Daf? Kuf Lamed Ches. Good number four. Which stuff they're going to tumtum can be pushed away by the sons from their rights and the daughters from their rights to the mezonos. That's on Daf. Kuf Mem. Good number five. Which stuff they're going to hamazaka uber lokana. That's on Daf. Kuf Mem Aleph. Good number six. Which stuff do you discuss the case if an existing child acquires a gift where other future recipients do not? That's on Daf. Kuf Mem Beis. Good number seven. Which stuff about the case of the one who had preference to have a daughter more than a son and why he had that preference? That's on Daf. Kuf Mem Aleph. Good number eight. Which stuff do you discuss when younger siblings receive the same marriage funding that older siblings receive? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Tes. Good number nine. Which stuff do you have a case where people acquired a deceased ger's property but then heard his wife was pregnant and then she miscarried? That's on Daf. Kuf Mem Beis. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do you learn the Rav Chisda said, bas tchila simin yafa labanim. That's on Daf. Kuf Mem Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur Vashina. Great day and great learning.